There's a new guideline from the FDA. Pregnant women, stay away from cannabis. The warning comes as a host of new cannabis products flood the market, targeting women looking for relief from symptoms like aches, pains, and nausea. For more on why pregnant women should forego the use of cannabis, we're joined on Skype by Dr. Kelly Young-Wolf from Kaiser Permanente Health Systems. And Doctor, you and your team have been researching this for about a year now. What did you find?
One of the things that we're finding is that cannabis use in pregnancy is increasing. We found that about 4% of pregnant women screened positive for using cannabis in pregnancy in 2009, and that doubled to 8% by 2017. Something that was kind of alarming to us was that 22% of our pregnant teenagers and 19% of our pregnant young adults screened positive for using cannabis during pregnancy. And we also found that use in these younger age groups was increasing more rapidly than it was among some of our older pregnant patients.
Some of the reasons that women are using cannabis products to control morning sickness and other pregnancy symptoms, there are even some moms groups out there that promote this as basically a safer way to deal with these types of issues that you have during pregnancy. But what are you finding in regards to the possible harms of using marijuana or cannabis while pregnant?
I would agree. You know, I think women are getting a lot of information suggesting that cannabis use in pregnancy is safe from these moms groups, from, you know, just the fact that there's growing social acceptability of cannabis use in general, especially with legalization for recreational use. And I think pregnant women are inundated with messages from online media and from even cannabis dispensaries telling them that use in pregnancy is safe. Unfortunately, that is not consistent with what we're seeing in our research studies. And so I think it's important that women recognize that no amount of cannabis has been shown to be safe during pregnancy. We know that cannabis crosses the placenta and can reach the fetus. And there's actually substantial evidence that shows that using cannabis during pregnancy is associated with greater risk of having a low offspring birth weight. And there's also additional evidence that there may be some other harms, including things like problems with attention and memory, problem solving and concentration later on in childhood.
These types of findings, you're still very early, though, in discovering these. Is there a direct causation there, or is this a correlation that you're finding?
So, you know, that is a great question. And I will say that studying cannabis use in pregnancy is extremely challenging for a number of reasons. Well, one limitation to many of the studies is that they were done in the 80s. So many of the findings that are looking at the health effects of using cannabis in pregnancy are from data that are very old. And we know that the potency of THC, the potency of marijuana is increasing over time. So it's unclear how that might impact the risks. We don't really have a lot of new information yet to help us understand how these higher potency products could impact the fetus. Another thing that's really challenging is that there are increasing modes of administration. And so in the past, many people would smoke cannabis, but now we know that people are vaping cannabis and using edibles and smoking. And so, you know, we might think that smoking cannabis is going to have the greatest harms just due to the combustion of smoking and it reduces oxygen to the fetus. I think one of the issues is that the studies are finding conflicting results. And so part of that has to do with the methodologies. Different methodologies are used in different studies. Many of them don't account for co-occurring substance use. And in fact, one of the limitations to the research is that a lot of the studies, almost all of the studies, have been done using self-reported cannabis. In our own work in Kaiser Permanente, Northern California, where we screen all pregnant women for cannabis use by self-report and urine toxicology testing, has shown that women are about twice as likely to screen positive for using cannabis in pregnancy by a urine toxicology test as opposed to self-report. So studies that are relying just on self-report are likely underestimating actual use in pregnancy.
When you find out a woman has tested positive for cannabis use, what happens?
So we have a program that is really unique in Kaiser Permanente, Northern California, called the Early Start Screening and Intervention Program. And this provides a coordinated intervention to assist women in quitting substance use in pregnancy by actually providing a licensed clinical social worker or a marriage and family therapist who has expertise in substance use directly into the OBGYN clinic. So when a woman screens positive for using substances or tells their provider that they have used a drug during pregnancy, they can actually walk down the hall and within that same clinic be seen by a specialist who is an expert in substance use and pregnancy. And they can continue to meet with that person throughout pregnancy as needed.
Dr. Kelly Young-Wolf, a clinical psychologist with Kaiser Permanente Health Systems, recommending, along with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that pregnant women forego the use of marijuana and cannabis during pregnancy. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.